Why hello, and welcome to your daily digest of news and information from in and around Greater Charlottesville. This is the eighth installment of what is shaping up to be an informative way for you to get a quick look into what's happening in local and state government. Today's edition is brought to you by Court Square Tavern, a local institution since 1976. Along with a great beer, keep in mind that the most expensive food item on the menu is $13. At those kind of prices, you can't beat Court Square Tavern. There are now four people who have indicated they are seeking a Democratic nomination for the Charlottesville City Council. Defense attorney Lloyd Snook will launch his campaign on Tuesday at an event at Bashir's Taverna on the downtown mall. According to his website, Snook grew up in Charlottesville and is an occasional commentator on local news stations. Yesterday, another city native, Sina McGill, announced her candidacy at an event in City Space. McGill is a member of the Region 10 Board of Directors. This week, housing activist Michael Payne announced his candidacy, and his running mate Don Gathers will publicly declare in the near future. Both are running on the Progressives for Seaville banner. The Democratic primary is June 11th. The three incumbents have not said whether they are running again. Ned Galloway is the new chair of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Galloway is also the newest member of that body and takes over from Ann Malik as he begins his second year on the body. Unlike in Charlottesville, the presiding officer in Albemarle serves for one term. The exception in recent years is when Supervisor Ann Malik served for 4 years in 2010 from 2010 to 2013 in a dispute related to transportation issues. Soon after Galloway became chair, Rivanna District Supervisor Norman Dill announced he would not seek a second term. That means there will be at least one open seat up for election this year in Albemarle. Ann Malik said she would make an announcement next week on whether she will seek a fourth term in the Whitehall District. Rick Randolph did not say anything at the meeting about whether he will seek a second term in Scottsville. In addition to the supervisor races, four members of the Albemarle School Board are also up for election, including the at-large seat currently held by Jono Alcaro. Efforts to have Virginia become the 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment took one small step yesterday. The Senate Privileges and Elections Committee voted 8-6 to approve Senate Joint Resolution 824. ERA was first proposed to Congress in 1972, and opponents argue that a 10-year deadline for the amendment to be ratified makes it impossible for it to become part of the Constitution. However, the resolution points out that the 27th Amendment to the Constitution became law 203 years after first being proposed by James Madison. The Virginia Mercury has an article today that explores the chances of ERA in the House. And finally, Charlottesville City Councilor Mike Signer has told the Planning Commission to hold off on scheduling any more meetings related to the city's comprehensive plan. Here's Commission Chair Lisa Green speaking at the end of this week's meeting.
Mike has asked us to hold off on future meetings for a month, 2 or 3 months, while he puts together a memo moving forward with staff or consultant or a combination of the two to help us move forward with the land use plan.
The commission has been working on the comprehensive plan since early 2017. Virginia law requires every community to create such a plan, and housing activists in the community have been requesting the delay of completion of the current revision until the city can create a strategy to increase the number of affordable housing units. More details on what Councilor Signer wants will be revealed to the council in a memo that will be before them at their next meeting on January 22nd. And that's it for today's installment. We'll be back again tomorrow for another look into this area. Don't forget that today's sponsor is Court Square Tavern, a local institution since 1976. Come on by for a quick drink and a good meal. Thanks for listening.